From Eden by Fry, Volume 2, Heart. Afterthought. Every so often, ever so rarely, that feeling of a cold, clean blade sliding under my skin and lifting the tissue off my bone. I can't help but stare, not stare, but gaze upon in wonder. I pretend to play yes on my phone. I do play yes on my phone, but my concentration is shot. I don't remember what's gone. I can see what is Trump, but I no longer care what it means. The boy sitting opposite on the tube. He's not a boy, he's a man. In his salmon-coloured trousers, with his caramel shoes over dark navy socks, his deep sea-green jumper, or is that navy too? His light glacier lake-coloured shorts, showing a bit only between shirt and belt, a soft, plain material, not briefs and not boxers, his fine sculpted lips, his long, dark, chestnut hair, and the ever a tad absent expression, his tallness, the strength of his thighs by comparison. He alights at Victoria. I pull myself together. I have to pull myself together. I've written a book about him and about all the others. There are only two or three, or three or four. They are so, so rare, and so precious, and so, so incomprehensibly beautiful. Let not it be said that I do not draw from that beauty the venating breath of a melancholy yen. Oh, to be 19 and a poet. Was I ever 19? I was once a poet, albeit briefly. Perhaps I can be so again.